We have guests galore today on Piano Jazz, the exciting Hot Club of Detroit, playing their own version of Django Reinhardt's memorable music. It's six brilliant young musicians led by guitarist Evan Perry. God, you're wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me about the band. When did it start?
Well, I started this group shortly after I discovered the music of Django Reinhardt, which was roughly around 2000, 2001.
How did you discover it?
Well, I was a guitar player of many trades. I had been through many styles of music. I was playing lots of electric music and even some rock and roll. And when I decided that jazz was going to be my next field of study, I decided to move to Minnesota to study at a college there called Smith McNally School of Music. And one day in class, my teacher had said to me, "Have you heard of the two-fingered gypsy from France that was better than everybody?" And I said, "What?" You know, I'd never heard of anything like that before. And he said, "Yeah, you got to check out this guy named Django Reinhardt. You know, he was very influential, pioneering guitarist from France, and you know, throughout the 30s and 40s." And you know, it just kind of stuck in my mind for a while before I actually was at a record store. Sure enough, and there was a Greatest Hits Quintet of the Hot Club of France CD. So I got the Greatest Hits, and I got my car and threw it in the CD player. And I think the first track was Honeysuckle Rose. And I think it was halfway through maybe the first chorus when something just clicked in my head and said, "Wow, this is what I'm looking for. You know, this music really, for some reason, is speaking to me." I had no idea what a gypsy guitar was or anything, but you know, of course, I went home and did my homework, and I guess the rest is kind of history from there. People say you catch the Django bug, and it's real hard to get rid of. And I had another friend back home in Detroit who was a great guitarist as well, and I turned him on to this music as well. So we started just, you know, transcribing off the records what we could, figuring out some of these tunes, and we both saved up our money and we ordered gypsy guitars from Amsterdam, and wow, they arrived, and we were starting to learn how to play these guitars. And at that point, we were just playing at friends' houses and parties and backyards, or we'd go into bars and be like, "Hey, do you mind if we sit in the corner and play for a little while?" And we came up with the name Hot Club of Detroit as a moniker from the Hot Club of France.
It seems very sensible.
Yes, seems like it works.
Since you were there.
Yeah.
I'm getting very, very anxious to hear something. What tune is coming up?
Well, we figured we'd start out with an old standard entitled Coquette.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
How did you get that particular rhythm? It's so different from, like, swing or bebop or anything else. I mean, you were doing a altogether different kind of music.
Yes.
So you had to, like, change your whole way of thinking.
I've never played such a physically demanding style of rhythm guitar before. I mean, the hardest part was just building up enough stamina to be able to play a whole show in one night without your arm falling off.
Yeah, because that rhythm is inexorable. It just keeps going and going and going.
Yep, and in the gypsies in France, they call it la pompe.
Oh, yeah.
La pompe translates to the pump. So
oh, yeah,
that pump, you can kind of hear the difference, whereas kind of in a swing groove, you'd be like, shoom, shaka-doom, shaka-doom kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very sort of laid back
very
and relaxed,
laid back.
Whereas this is sort of really exciting.
Very
it's
aggressive.
Like almost ahead of the beat.
Yeah, it's right on top,
right,
you know?
Right on top.
And it's boom, chak, boom, chak. Boom, yeah. Chuck, instead of zoom, shak, zoom, shak, you know?
Well, if anybody got slowed down, you'd have to expel them.
And what's great is you listen to the Django recordings from the late 30s, and they are playing these tunes at some serious tempos. So you can imagine the stamina and physical strength that they had developed to play this.
Yeah, and a guy who lost half his hand,
yeah.
Too.
On top of it all.
On top of it all. I've got more things to ask, but I'd love to hear another tune.
Okay, well, we're going to continue here with Vincent Humann's and Irving Cesar's song entitled I Want to Be Happy.
I've heard that one a few times.
We all have.
So, wail away.
We're going to make you all happy.
Yes, I'm happy now. Something I'd like to know, your instrumentation, you didn't go with Django's quintet. You didn't, did you not want the violin or?
Well, I did want violin at first, and I just really couldn't find a player that could fit that role of Stefan Grappelli. And I was very lucky at Wayne State to come across our accordionist, Julien Labro.
He's actually from France, isn't he?
Yes, he hails from Marseille. And
I was there.
He's been in America for about 10 years now, and we're very glad to have him here, and we're not going to give him up.
No, don't let him go back.
He's not going back.
And Carl on saxophone.
On saxophone, we have Carl Kafanian, and he's a Detroit Metro native, and we're very happy to have him with us.
Boy, you must be happy to have all the guys.
Yeah. But this sound I had in my head for this music that I wanted to do something different. I didn't want to totally be a purist with it because it seemed like anybody that was doing this music was doing the purist kind of approach, and I'd never really been quite one for that. So I wanted to put together a group of guys that would not only excel the music, but inspire others to feel free to use any instrumentation they may feel necessary for any music they hear in their head, you know?
Absolutely. And, well, this next tune is called Passion. Tell me about that.
Well, before Django was a famous jazz guitarist, he was doing a number of other things, and violin was one of them. He played violin. And banjo playing was another one of his instruments that he had played. And where Django found work playing the banjo was backing up accordion players. And a lot of people used banjo back then because it was loud, and you could hear it in the dance hall. And the music they were playing is a music from Paris called Musette, Bals Musette, which is blue-collar, working man's dance music. The guy would get off work, and he'd go and have a coffee and go to the dance hall and listen to Musette or at the cafe, and people would dance. And Bals Musette is all waltz time, which is 3-4 time signature. And this became, a lot of this music became popular repertoire for a lot of the gypsies back in those days. So this song reflects that era of Django's playing, and this is the early era, which I would say would be the early 30s. And this is a Musette piece entitled Passion.
Okay, I'm dying to hear it.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.